This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. All this week, probably the second most criticized item from most folks in Massachusetts after the weather is public transportation. Many say Boston's aging system needs more money. But as WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, Governor Charlie Baker is reluctant to talk about that.
Ever since the MBTA woes began, the governor has stuck to the same talking points.
We're going to be working really hard on this issue over the course of the next few weeks to put together a plan to make sure that we solve some of these problems.
That's more or less the message he delivered again this morning at a Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce meeting. Business leaders asked if his administration intends to revive the conversation about more investment in transportation infrastructure.
Everybody always wants to spend more money on everything. I get that, okay? And I want to spend some time talking about this before we just automatically hit the revenue button.
I think everybody in this room knows you don't solve problems simply by throwing money at things.
That's the chamber president, Paul Guzzi, who was quick to let the governor know that from where he stands, money is part of the answer.
I also think that everybody knows that when you have a very old infrastructure, you have to spend some money from some place.
And that's a sentiment expressed earlier this week by Charlie Chipio when he spoke to WBUR's All Things Considered. Chipio is a fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School, and he's written about the T.
I'm telling you, as somebody who is certainly not a tax and spend kind of guy, there is, I think, not much doubt that to really make this work the way we want it to work, there is some new money that's going to be needed.
The MBTA says its current maintenance backlog is around $5 billion. So to update signal systems and cars to handle future storms, it would need at least that much money. But Baker doesn't throw out revenue estimates like that. And analysts say his hesitation is understandable. He doesn't want to get dragged into a revenue conversation until he has more info. Steve Poftak is executive director of the Rappaport Institute.
I don't think we have an easy solution on the revenue side. You know, I think fear is that new revenue will go to expanding the current system in a way that will continue to neglect the maintenance.
Experts say there is no quick fix. This equipment is way past its shelf life. As for Baker and his transportation plans,
we'll have more to say about that in a couple of weeks.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.